Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to International Masterminders Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Stacey Silvera and I'll be your guest host along with the Megamind Masterminders. I'm here in our virtual studio with some of my mastermind partners, Roz Roker, Jackie Pierce, Gail Burks, Melanie, our leader, Melanie Painter. I know that they are on the call and ready to jump in. This is our second week of hosting, and we are so excited and energized this early Saturday morning to be on the air with you. So I invite you to call, text, or email a family member or a friend and tell them that we're on the air right now, and they can join us by the internet by logging on to blogtalkradio.com/masterminds or by phone call 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, you can also log in the chat room or you can log on through your Facebook account. Make a comment and let us know you're listening in and post your questions there as well. Today, we will continue our discussion on Think and Grow Rich by getting into Chapter 8, Persistence. But before we start, Roz, will you tell our listeners a little bit about the International Mastermind Association?
Sure, Stacy. Good morning, everybody. The International Mastermind Association, or IMA as we call it, is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in the Napoleon Hill book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and to hold one another accountable in what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, and creativity. When we set goals in these 10 areas of our life, our lives are transformed, as it will transform your life. For more information about IMA, International Masterminders Association, visit us on the web at www.internationalmasterminders.com or Facebook International Mastermind Association, and follow us by liking our page. We want to say hi to the founder and president of IMA, Mrs. Ann McNeil, the master builder building masterminds. I know she's out there listening with all of you and may join us at some point during the broadcast today. Back to you,
well,
Stacey.
Thank you. Oh, thank you very much for sharing that information, Roz. And I just want to reiterate what Roz just said, that IMA is based on the book Think and Grow Rich, which is one of the most influential books of all time. It points the way to personal achievement, to financial independence, and to riches of the spirit beyond measure in money. But you have to be ready for these riches. So be prepared when you expose yourself to the influence of this philosophy to experience a changed life, which may help you not only to negotiate your way through life with harmony and understanding, but also to prepare you for the accumulation of material riches in abundance. Before we start our book discussion, I want to check in with my co-host, Gail. Good morning, Gail. Did you want to say something to our listeners?
Yes. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, ladies. I'm here, and I just wanted to remind our listeners that you can raise your hand by to ask a question or join the conversation by pushing 1 on your phone. And Stacey, I want you to know we've already got 3 callers.
Awesome. Awesome.
Bye when we jump into this discussion this morning. And you can also post on the IMA Facebook page to let us know that you're here with us this morning.
Well, thank you, Gail. And Melanie, who is my other co-host, can you please recap the previous chapters we've discussed that are also available to our listeners as archive shows on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders?
I sure will. Good morning, everyone. I will just share the titles of the first 7 chapters and let you know that today's chapter discussion is on persistence. The first step to riches, desire, the starting point of all achievement. The second step to riches, faith, visualization and belief in the attainment of desire. Third step to riches, auto-suggestion, the medium for influencing the subconscious mind. Fourth step to riches, specialized knowledge, personal experiences or observations. Also, last week discussed how to develop an affirmation. Fifth step to riches, imagination. The sixth step, organized planning. And the seventh step, decision.
So today, as Melanie said, we're going to be talking about persistence. And Napoleon says at the beginning of this chapter, and I quote, "Persistence is an essential factor in the procedure of transmuting desire into its monetary equivalent. The basis of persistence is the power of will. Willpower and desire, when properly combined, make an irresistible pair." Now, we know the majority of people are ready to throw their aims and purpose overboard and give up at the first signs of opposition or misfortune. And a few will carry on despite all the opposition until they attain their goal. The ease with which lack of persistence may be conquered will depend entirely upon the intensity of one's desire. The starting point of all achievement is desire. Weak desires bring weak results. Fortunes gravitate to men whose minds have been, and let me say men and women, whose minds have been prepared to attract them. Those who have cultivated the habit of persistence seem to enjoy insurance against failure. No matter how many times they are defeated, they finally arrive up towards the top of the ladder. Melanie, can you share what else Mr. Hill has to say about persistence?
I sure can. Okay, so as found on page 169, 170 of the book, persistence is a state of mind, therefore it can be cultivated. And I will repeat that. Persistence is a state of mind, therefore it can be cultivated. It's the same way that poverty is attracted to the one whose mind is favorable to it, as money is attracted to the one whose mind has been deliberately prepared to attract it. And if I can just go back a little bit to last week's discussion on decision. Today you can make a decision on whether you want to attract money or whether you want to attract poverty in your life. Like all states of mind, persistence is based upon definite causes, among them the following 8. 1, definiteness of purpose. Knowing what you want is the first and probably the most important step. 2, desire. Do you have a strong desire to really get what you want or achieve what you want? 3, self-reliance. 4, definiteness of plans. 5, accurate knowledge. 6, cooperation. 7, willpower. 8, habit.
Okay. So, you know, I think everybody here on the line can kind of join in and let us more or less spend a little more time in explaining these 7 habits that we can cultivate. And the first of them, definite of purpose, I think ties so much in. Sure, definitely. The scale.
Jump in for a moment. We've got 3 callers that have been holding for a while now. Can mm-hmm. we let them jump in and see what quick comments they have, and then we can continue our discussion?
Sure.
Okay. Caller 0172, we got you open on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's calling?
Okay,
who's
I
on the line?
Lost. I guess we lost them. Caller 7992, we've got you on the line. Good morning.
No, that's Yolanda. I think if you don't see the arrow, they haven't raised their hand.
Okay.
Okay, they're just calling in and they're listening in.
Okay.
We are again explaining what these different things that go towards persistence are, and the first one, definiteness of purpose, I think so ties into the foundation of IMA, which is knowing what you want in the first place, and perhaps the most important step towards the development of persistence. We must have a strong motive forcing us to overcome the many difficulties that will confront us. And Jackie, can you give a little more on desire? Jackie, are you on the call?
Yes, can you hear me?
Now I can.
Yeah, unmuting always helps. one of the things that I found out, that I found as I was reading and studying on persistence, the eighth step in the philosophy that Think and Grow Rich espouses came from the very first sentence that it, persistence. This is on the first sentence on page 163 in the book, that persistence is an essential factor in the procedure of changing, except desire, into its monetary equivalent. And while the book talks specifically about monetary, this philosophy applies to any goal that you may have in your life that you may work. But the thing that stuck with me was the desire. And desire is talked about, is the first step in the philosophy. And it talks about it on chapter 1 on page 25 in the book. So I thought maybe we could go back and talk a little bit about desire so that we can relate and hook that to persistence.
Mm-hmm.
So the main thing that about desire is that you must have if you want to accomplish something you must really want it. You must really want it enough that you're willing to follow some very definite steps. And in the philosophy, we talk about six definite steps that you should follow to help you achieve your goals. The first step is that you should fix your mind on the exact goal that you want. It is not, for example, it's not sufficient to merely say, I want plenty of money. When you talk about desire, you got to be specific. Be very definite about how much money. You know, a million, 2 million, you know. You need to talk about it. Anybody have any examples that they have exacted and fixed on this goal that they have? They have a desire for something that they have fixed on. Anybody on the group?
You know, I can just draw us back to last week's discussion with Stacey. Told us that wonderful story with her daughter. And she obviously had not just a desire, but a burning desire
yeah.
to get into her program. And there was nothing that really, she was very definite. She was very specific about where she wanted to do this program. And I thought that for her, that's where it all started. And eventually everything else took its course.
Absolutely. For those that may not have been on the call, Stacey's daughter is going to culinary school, I believe, and she wasn't there initially, but she knew what she wanted. She knew where she wanted to go, and she stuck with it through opposition, different things and challenges that may have come up, that now she's there and quite happy because she was very determined. She knew what she wanted. She had a strong desire for her goal. The second step is determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money or for the goal that you desire. There is no such thing as getting something for nothing. And this kind of relates to, it may be time, it may be sleep, you know. when it talks about giving up something, you can't just sit back and passively think, because I have this strong desire and I've identified what it is, that it's just going to happen. To actually get there, you usually end up having to give up something, because it usually doesn't come with just easy. Anybody have any thoughts on that?
And it's not going to come with, there are no shortcuts to riches. We can't expect to not put the time or the effort into something and get anything back. We have to be willing to, as you said, give up something, time or money, or just be as clear and not procrastinate, because it's so easy to be set off track. And I think, you know, that this persistence thing, we have to be willing to keep going, even although you get knocked down, you got to keep going to the next step and keep going back until you reach your goal.
It's a matter of knowing what you want. That willpower and remembering what your desire is can fuel that persistence. This is Rosalind.
It's part of that process of dreaming too. But you've got to have a dream in place in order to understand exactly where you want to go. You find most people who succeed, they've got a dream. And on page 24. It really struck me this morning, because it said a burning desire to be and do is the starting point from which the dreamer must take off. Dreams are not born of indifference, laziness, or lack of ambition. And part of that Think and Grow Rich process in the step, Becky, that you're talking about, I think is tithing. Giving of your time, talents, which is what the rest of us are talking about. It's tithing.
Yeah.
It's unconditional. You give without the expectation of getting back, but you know that the spirit and the universe will give back to you if you are giving unconditionally.
Absolutely.
And unconditionally is definitely is definitely a key word there. Okay, so now the third step in this. And this desire in order to move through getting to your goals is to establish a definite date or timeline that you intend to achieve this goal. It can't just be sometime in the future now, you know, but be very definite about the time frame that you want to accomplish. But then the next year, I'm going to do this. I will be at the school that I want, or my house will be paid for, or whatever it is. The definite. Now, the other thing that comes to mind for me is, don't get stuck. If for whatever reason I say 3 months and it doesn't happen, and we'll get back to that when we talk about persistence. Because I still have a burning desire. The fourth step is, once you have these things, you've got your plan, you got your desire, know what I want. The fourth step is to create a definite plan for carrying out your desire.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of ties into your self-reliance and the other things that Melanie highlighted a while ago. With the self-reliance, we know we have the ability to carry out the plan, which you also mentioned a while ago, and to encourage ourselves to follow that plan through persistence. You know, and we can
before you go on, Stacey, let me remind our listeners that you are listening to IMA, and we are exploring the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. on www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web or join us live by calling in to the show 661-554-9219. If you wish to communicate with us while we're talking, just press 1, or you can also join us in the chat room, or you can log on through your Facebook account. For more information about IMA International Masterminders Association, visit us on the web at www.internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, International Mastermind Association, and follow us by liking our page. The name of the book again is Think and Grow Rich, the original version, restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. And for those of you who might need this information, there is an ISBN number, which you can write down. It's 1-593-330-202. Go ahead, Stacey.
Okay, thanks a lot, Roz. So we have to have self-reliance. There's no point in us having a desire and we don't have the abilities or the capabilities of executing that desire. But that desire could be the beginning of something. I was reading in Black Enterprises this past week a story about a young man who is a pilot. And he had this dream planted when he was about 7 years old. And his desire was to fly a plane. And Gail touched on, you know, big dreams. And he said in the article, you know, you have to dream big. His parents always told him to dream big. And he ended up graduating from high school and going on to flight school and joining the Air Force or somewhere like that. And he ended up as a pilot for the shuttle and became an astronaut. This is how big his dream was. And he said, looking back on Earth, he was amazed how his little spark, his little dream when he was 7 years old evolved into becoming an astronaut on the shuttle. And, you know, in Bible study this past week, we were talking about dreaming. And our big dream is so small in comparison to what God's dream for us is. And we must not limit ourselves by our little dreams. You know, anybody else have anything to say about that?
Yeah, this is it. This is Gail. I've got some comments on that. Stacey, you and I talk about this all the time. And, you know, being entrepreneurs, and if you're not an entrepreneur and you're aspiring to go further in your organization, that dream piece is huge, just really, really huge. But also we have to remember that we can't do it alone. And you know, when we set that plan and we define that those dates and what have you, we've also got to remember that in order to grow rich, and however we define that, that it does include other people along the way. People come to us for a reason during a season. And it's important to realize that as we go through this process, building that desire, sustaining that desire, and incorporating it into persistent. You can be persistent all day long, but if you don't have people along the way who have bought into your dream, your plan, it's going to be very difficult to see it come into a reality. It will take longer. It'll happen, but it'll take a lot longer. I have a book that's on my shelf. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at it right now. It's called The Dream Giver by Bruce Wilkinson. And it talks about pursuing your dreams. And it's a great compliment to this book, Think and Grow Rich, the series that we're doing right now. So I truly agree with you in that regard.
And talking again about this fourth step, creating a definite plan. As masterminding with this group of ladies, I believe that creating that plan is one of the hardest things to do. It's one of those things that we put off doing, even though I know how important it is. I'll have a goal, and you have to sit down and think about what do I need to do to make this a reality. What are the steps? What are the steps that need to occur? Is a better way of putting it for this to be a reality, and you have to sit down and do that. And I think this is probably one of the steps that where a lot of people get lost by not following through with this particular step. Anyone have any other thoughts on that?
Well, I think you said it. You hit the nail on the head, Jackie. And what we have to understand is that even if it's not absolutely the perfect plan, that we put it down and work on it and tweak it little by little, because if you never put it on paper, it, you know, all of us have desires that pass through our mind and they get thrown to the side because we don't spend enough time on that desire. And that goes again back to persistence. If you keep coming back to it and revising and tweaking and adding to that plan, then eventually you will achieve your desire.
And the other part to this statement is also, and to begin working the plan, and to begin at once, whether you are ready or not. So I'll do that next week. I still need to take this class because I don't know how to do that. I'm not going over there because I don't have the right attire or whatever it is. We have to start believing that we can have this, that this is going to occur. Even though you have the plan, you can't just write the plan and put aside. You got to start working and putting some action behind the plan to help fuel that desire. The next step is the fifth step is to write it out. The things that you've defined in steps 1, 2, 3, and 4, to write it out into what is often called an affirmation statement. And that is one of the steps that we as masterminders, as part of the International Mastermind Association, part of our process includes an affirmation of our desire of who and what we want to accomplish and be, and we write it as if we already see it, as if it's already there, if we have accomplished it, so that we put it into our minds and to the universe, if you will, that it already exists. So the fifth step is to write out your affirmation and describe it as plainly and as clearly as you want to, you intend for it to look like at the end. And then the sixth step is to read the written affirmation or statement aloud twice daily. And as you read it, see and feel and believe yourself already in possession of the goal. So I'm sure that young man that ended up at his goal was to be an astronaut. There are many things he had to do along the way lot of science classes he had to know that he had to take from high school or even before in order to go to college to be prepared.
Right.
And he had to know that.
And you know, Jackie, I think that key piece is that word that you said called possession. If we don't own it, we can talk it all day long, and it's just chatter. It's idle chatter. But if we own it, it's a whole different ballgame because there's no stopping us. There's no deterrent. Discouragement is not going to come as fast as it would if we didn't own it. And the thing about it is we will always find a way to make it happen if we own it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Melanie.
Can I just jump in here? I just wanted to bring up the point that as I'm listening to you guys go back and forth, I know we were doing the 8 factors of persistence, but just for the benefit of the callers on the line, we were discussing the 8 factors of persistence and we were on desire. But notice how everything keeps going back to the 8 factors, because even though we were on desire and we discussed the steps to achieve that desire, the 6 steps, we come right back, and we just spoke about training. And the 5th step in the 8 factors of persistence is accurate knowledge.
Absolutely. Which goes to the education and everything else.
Exactly. And sometimes we are resistant to get to the point where we have to either take that class or be a mentee to someone who's already in that position for a particular amount of time in order to fulfill this desire. And we don't realize that that is part of the step on the road to getting where we want to go. That's the part of being persistent. It interplays with everything else. I just wanted to bring that point across.
Thank you very much. Okay.
So again, these things in terms of having a desire, these are the steps that if we master in terms of desire and have persistence behind it, the persistence is what's going to change that desire into its reality, to make it happen. So that's why we wanted to go back and talk about the steps in desire and pull it together, because persistence without a desire is still not doing it. Whatever we're working toward, we must be very clear about what it is. It's burning inside us to the point that with persistence, it's going to happen. But it's persistence, a sustained effort in the face of all odds and all adversity.
Mm-hmm.
I want this so bad. I am going to keep at it. Nobody is going to change my mind. So all you non-believers, don't talk to me.
Melanie, you wanted to say something? Step, which is to read your statement out aloud twice daily, once before retiring at night and first thing as you arise in the morning. I'm not sure that you touched on that, but I just wanted to say that the 3rd factor of persistence is auto-suggestion. It's linked to auto-suggestion in chapter 3. And if you have read auto-suggestion, you would know that the statements that you set in your mind, if you keep repeating them over and over, just like the vision board, if you put it up in your room or wherever you put it and you look at it over and over again, the images begin to take form in your mind and you begin to actually move towards making those images a reality. So if it's that brand new Audi 8 or the condo down in Miami or the new job that overlooks the bay, I don't know what it is, whatever it is that you see in your mind's eye that you want, and it's the biggest dream that you've ever had. Those, if you consume it, and like Gail spoke about possession, owning it and feeling it, you begin to move towards, or I should say the universe begins to move you towards those things and attaining those things that you actually desire.
And you know, Mel, it's so appropriate. When you talk about or talk with people who have achieved success again and again and again, the one thing that they never, ever do, and it's on page 31 in the book, they never make excuses. They never apologize. And that fear of failure just doesn't exist with them. I mean, if you've ever seen a preteen guy, male, who has a crush on a girl of his age, maybe within a two-year span, that is a child that has a desire. You know, a young preteen male will fix his plan. He's got his target, which is this little girl, and his heart will not let him quit. And it is just the most profound engagement of action that you could ever see. They are so methodical, and they are so determined to make that young lady see them. So, you know, we have to as adults now, we tend to forget those little action steps and those little quirks that we had that got us to where we are today, because now that we're adults, we're supposed to know better. It is really, really important to take away the parameters. It seems that I've spoken to more adults who put parameters in their lives, and that word can't. That's a hard word for me to say, because can't deters you from the persistence that we need to have to succeed out here. And if we have it, then and we've owned that word can't, then there's a certain fear that comes up as to the reasons, you know, we develop these reasons or excuses. And really, if you're trying to think and grow rich, there are no excuses. There are no apologies, and failure is not an option.
Yep. So, you can't blame anybody but yourself. You have to be willing to stand. No excuses.
And we have to understand that there will be peaks and valleys, but it's that ownership of persistence of our goals to continue reaching that brass ring or that gold ring, if you will. I personally like platinum, but it.
Oh my goodness, Gail, you're too funny.
For those of us who are just tuning in, you are listening to IMA, and we are exploring the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web, or join us live by calling into the show, 661-554-9219. If you wish to communicate with us while we're talking, just press 1, or you can also join us in the chat room, or you can log on through your Facebook account. For more information about IMA, International Masterminders Association, visit us on the web at www.internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook at International Mastermind Association, and follow us by liking our page. The name of the book again is Think and Grow Rich, the original version, restored and revised by Napoleon Hill, ISBN 1-593-30-2002.
Thanks again, Roz. We've got about 25 minutes left on the call, and I wanted us to finish talking about the various steps or the state of mind that we have to be in with persistence. And we spent a lot of time on desire. And Jackie, thank you very much for expounding that particular thing, because it's so important for us to have that desire and to go through the steps of desire in order to reach our goal. We did touch a little bit about self-reliance and defining our plans and accurate knowledge. And so we're down to cooperation. Melanie, I don't know if you can talk a little bit about cooperation and how we can utilize that in our pursuit of persistence.
Okay, Napoleon Hill says that sympathy, understanding, and harmonious cooperation with others tend to develop persistence. And this is where I see the mastermind group becoming a very important factor in, you know, in the way we plan and the way we deal with how we achieve our success. Because the actual essence of having a mastermind group is being in sync with these people that you meet on a frequent basis, the people who know your every thought, your plans, what your deep down burning desires. And so I think when you're in harmony with these like minds, you build a confidence that is like no other. They tend to, even though they may think that the idea might not be a good one, and they can tell you it's constructive criticism, and it's criticism that you can take. And Napoleon Hill talks about that criticism in his book. And about how the greats like the Rockefellers and all of these people who have gone before us, who've built empires, they took criticism in a different way that we, the average Joe, would take criticism. A lot of times when we are criticized, we tend to move away from the decisions that we've made. We tend to move away from that one thing that we want because somebody's criticized us, and so we second-guess ourselves. We start to... we must understand where the criticism is coming from, and we don't know, in essence, how to use that criticism to help us propel to the next step, so to speak.
I agree.
He also, I wanted to bring across the point as well with the owner of Domino's, you know, going out on a limb with something that he believed would help get Domino's to the top of the charts a couple of years ago, and it turned out where they were offering people 30 minutes or free, and it so happened that he ended up shelling out something like $81 million in lawsuits because the drivers were acting crazy trying to get there within the 30 minutes, and then, you know, after having paid $3 million to one client and then having to one customer and then $78 million to another, he was basically close to bankruptcy, but he kept going. He kept moving with that particular decision, and that will probably move us into willpower, which is the next thing. And he made it a habit of concentrating whatever his desire was and was very persistent with it until we still see Domino's around today. They haven't filed for bankruptcy, at least not that I've heard. So... coming back to the mastermind group, I really think having people around you who would tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear, is always a good benefit, and obviously will help you stay on that road to being persistent and attaining your desires.
I agree.
He's got a caller who wants to join in on the discussion. Caller 8535. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? I'm a pull to the side of the road. I'm killing two birds with one stone. I'm masterminding and I'm cycling at the same time. But I was listening in, and you're absolutely right. But, you know, you think back on anything that you've achieved, outside of yourself, you really look back and you analyze it, the process has already been in place. You've done it. Hit or miss throughout the course of your short life without even knowing. I think back to when I went to airborne school, when I made the band at Florida A&M, when I did, when I wrote my book, when I wrote the book, I had the benefit of a formal mastermind, but the process was there. Focus, support, the whole nine yards. And, you know, it's nothing foreign. And all this is harnessing the genie and putting it back in the bottom so you can control it.
Carla, would you say that we have all the resources that we need at our fingertips that have been given to us? We just have to achieve a state of mind in order to bring them into full consciousness?
Absolutely. You know, we talk about a state of mind. You know, Napoleon Hill says that success and failure, or poverty and prosperity, are basically states of mind. You know, like the emotions, as you get further in the book, and it talks about our emotions, love, hate, sadness, they're basically states of mind. Now, those states of mind are usually triggered by something else, which motivates us to be in this state of mind. But success, prosperity, is something that we can intentionally do and control it to where it's not haphazard or by happenstance or passion luck.
Most appropriate. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us this morning.
Okay. This is the Anointed Mind.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Rufus, for calling in.
You're welcome. Okay.
We have willpower as the next thing that we need to make sure that we have. Concentration of one's thoughts upon the building of the plan for the attainment of a definite purpose leads to persistence. And it's like everything that we've been talking about this morning. You know, you have to have the desire. You have to be willing to stick with the plan. You have to acquire the knowledge. Then you have to have people around you that are going to support you. And then you have to have the willpower to stick with it and keep on working your plan, planning your work, and forming a habit. And habit is probably one of the biggest things about persistence. And I don't know, Gail or Melanie or Jackie, if you want to jump in on this thing called habit.
I'll jump in on that one. You know, I think that, you know, we have more bad habits than we have good because they're easy to generate. I think a good habit is something that you really have to carefully craft, and you have to have a commitment to implement. And own. It's a lot harder to have a good habit because that takes you out of what a lot of people perceive to be the norm, and it puts you in a realm of being an independent thinker. Why? Because you now are working your plan, not one that someone else has crafted for you. That's just my thought.
I agree with you. We have to be willing to do it daily, and it helps us to overcome that fear of failure. If we keep doing it and getting a little better at it every day, then it becomes part of our person, and it becomes natural. We don't have to think about it. I think about the days when I used to have to go and knock on doors, and I was afraid to open the door for, you know, what was the person on the other side of the door going to say to me? Were they going to be rude to me? And, you know, after doing it for a little while, hey, it became a game to me. I would open the door and I'd pump myself up before I opened the door and say, "Good morning, I'm here to talk to you about your business and how I can help you." And if they said no, okay, it's not personal. I'm just going to move on to the next person because I know that there is going to be something or someone that I can help. And, you know, you don't let those no's stop you. You keep on going. You keep being persistent. And forming that habit really helps to keep you moving forward with your plan.
Can I just jump in here, Stacey, as you're talking about habits? You know, one thing that I always remember, our other mastermind member, Yolanda, she would always talk about, I think it takes, what, 21 or 28 days to form a habit.
Yeah.
And as of when we, after our show last week on decision, I really made it a point this week to take a real look at the way I made decisions. And I went from the small things. If a friend asked me to go to happy hour, I would make a decision. Usually I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll go. And then by the time, 2 seconds later, I'm like, no, maybe I shouldn't go. I have such and such to do. But I decided that this week I would start creating the habit of making decisions, whether it was small decisions or large decisions. And I can honestly tell you, it's been a little challenging because, of course, the habit has not been formed yet. But a week later, I can honestly say that I feel great about the decisions that I did make this week. And one of the other things that comes on the back of that is that whatever decision that I make or will make, I have to be willing to stand the consequences. And I think that's why a lot of people don't want to make decisions, because they're afraid of, oh my gosh, the repercussions that will come afterward. But in helping myself or you know, improving my state of mind where habit creation is concerned, I have to make concrete decisions. And I'm going to start with whatever it is, the small things, you know, and then eventually things will start. The other thing I started doing, as I've written in my affirmation and in my annual report for this year, is to meditate, to, you know, do 10 minutes of meditation as I awake in the morning. And honestly, I have not been able to do it every single day, but I can see the habit forming because it's the first thing that comes into my mind as I open my eyes. Before I move from here, I need to do my meditation. And the habit will eventually form itself, because I'm I'm creating the action every day, and I've made a firm decision that this is what I want to do. So I just wanted to share that.
And this
Ladies,
is Jackie.
We have a caller who wants to jump in on the conversation. Caller 0184, good morning. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives, and I just want to thank all of you for this wonderful conversation, and ask everybody who's listening, including each and every one of you, please share the link, that little orange share button, so that everybody in your social media database can hear this great conversation, because this is just awesome. So thank you for what you're doing in this show.
Thank you, Miss Ann.
Thank you.
Our inspiration.
Please click the link. Share Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. If each one of you do that, you know, it would just exponentially grow your show.
Thank you, Ann.
Okay. Yeah, this is Jackie, and I just wanted to jump in and talk. You know, we were talking about habits, and
mm-hmm.
The statement persistence is the direct result of habit. You know, you have to do it over and over and over again if you want, you know, the trait of being persistent to be a part of you. Then you have to keep and work at it, and it can't be. You find that it'll be in all aspects of your life, that you don't give up easily, that you keep trying. And particularly, and I think, Stacey, you touched on that in the area of fear. You know, mm-hmm. persistently doing, being courageous or stepping around that fear and keep moving will eventually conquer that fear that comes up each time. So that habit, you know, in terms of being persistent, is really something that you have to also become a habit for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
Gail, it looks like we have a couple more people on hold that are.
They haven't tapped in, though. Those are people that we've already spoken to.
Okay.
That have already, yeah.
I know that we wanted to talk about the habits of persistence, the four steps that lead to the habits of persistence. I don't know, Gail, do you want to
I wanted to jump in real quick on a comment that you made before hitting those quick four steps. You talked about it's a game, understanding that good habits are part of the game, Stacey. And
yes.
And you're absolutely correct. And this whole game called life that we are in, just by default, it requires the persistence of, are we going to be players in the game or are we going to be spectators? And I think in order to acquire that richness and that growth that we're looking to attain through the principles of this book, we've got to understand that sometimes we've got to play by the rules of the game until we're able to create our own rules to manage our game, and that's when those good habits come in. We talked a lot about the persistence and developing it, and what does that all mean, and I think throughout this morning we talked about this definite purpose backed by burning desire. I mean, Jackie hit it on point, you know, developing the plan. What I thought was real appropriate was a mind closed tightly against all negative and discouraging influences, including negative suggestions of by relatives, friends, and acquaintances. It's real easy to get discouraged when you've got people who are always spewing venom, as I call it.
Absolutely. They're not your friends, for real.
Now,
that's why you need a mastermind group that can criticize you, but criticize you with love and give you suggestions on how you can tweak your plan and make it more relevant. Yes, I agree.
You know, I think one of the most profound conversations that I've ever had, and I've had a couple of these in my life when I go through different stages of trying to grow, is sitting down with somebody who will tell me what I need to know versus what I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the comments are earth-shaking, but you know what? They are, okay, learning experiences for me that make me a better, stronger, more focused person so that I can move forward to that next level. And I think that people have a lot of fear when it comes to receiving those kinds of discussions. And they're healthy discussions if they're phrased properly. But on the other side of that, you've got to be willing to receive. You know, if we can, you know, and that's that fourth step which goes into the mastermind piece. I mean, ladies, you got any comments on that? They had some other key pieces, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on this.
Nobody's out there. Did you just go over the four steps that lead to the habit of persistence? We have about maybe two more minutes of discussion, although we can go over a little bit, and I did want to make sure that we open up the lines for everybody to make some comments. We have some callers from 904 and 414. And I know we have a caller from Pennsylvania on the line, and we want to just really thank you all for joining us today, and hopefully you've found the discussions to be relevant and something that you can utilize in your life. Just to go over the four points of the habits of persistence, you must have a definite purpose backed by burning desire for its fulfillment, and this is according to Napoleon Hill. You have to have a definite plan expressed in continuous action. You have to have a mind that's closed tightly against all negative and discouraging influences. And you have to have a friendly alliance with one or more persons who will encourage one to follow through with both plan and purpose. And Gail, you were discussing this, and I just wanted to spell it out exactly the way that Napoleon Hill did to make sure that our callers get it. Everything that we've been talking about today has been about this.
And it's on page 174 in the book.
Thank you. I don't know if anybody else, any of our other co-hosts are on the line.
We're here. This is Melanie.
Okay. If there are any callers who'd like to just chime in, press 1 on your phone and we'll be able to open you up. We have about 1 more minute before our time comes to a close or close to a close. And I want to remind you that it's very important to remember that if your plan doesn't work, change it. Persistence in this case means persistence towards achieving your goal. And as Napoleon Hill said, if you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way.
Stacey, our line is just blowing up right now.
Okay.
Open
them up.
Okay. I got a caller from 414. That's my hometown, Milwaukee. How are you?
Hi. My name is Redonna Rogers, and I want to thank Ms. Ann for giving me this information to call in, to listen, and to be a part of this distinguished, this focused group of individuals. And I want to applaud you all for your continuous effort. This is just going to make all of our lives a lot powerful, and I'm just excited to befriend this type of a group and to hold on and to begin to learn through this level of leadership and information.
Well, thank you so much, Regina.
Thank you. And how's the weather in Milwaukee?
Wind chills below zero and snow.
It's sunny and 70 degrees down here.
Oh, my goodness. But like you said, keep my mind closed, tight to negative. I have all that I need to weather this weather.
That's right. That's right, homegirl. Have a good one.
Yes.
Caller 8535. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? This is Rufus Curry. I'm still on my bike, but I just wanted to chime in, and I wanted to thank Melanie for that book that she recommended to me at the annual. I bought the 4-hour work week, and it's exactly what you're talking about, taking your life back. But what I wanted to say to everybody, and as I always say, as I talk to you, I talk to myself. We're all afraid at some point. We're afraid of moving forward. But where we presently find ourselves is because of a decision that we made, either coming to a job, start a business that may not be working out like we wanted to work out, a relationship or what have you like that. So the same fear point you were in before you came gladly to the present position that you are now, it's the same thing. So the deal is this. We all have habits. We all brush our teeth. We all eat breakfast, try to eat 3 square meals, and we exercise. Those are all habits. So it's just a matter of establishing good habits. My son says to me, you know, I said, what kind of homework do you have? He says, oh, Dad, I got it right here. I got it in my head. Wrong answer. You have to write it down. So it goes through another neurological process as you write it down, and you share it with your mastermind so that they can hold you accountable. You know, I'm going to lie to you. One of my greatest fears is having Angela M. Williams and Beatrice Lewis say, get with me on Tuesday morning and say, hey, man, you said you were going to do this. What happened? And I can't fake it with them because I know that they're asking the question in my best interest. So we're all afraid, but you just got to move. Because the worst-case scenario is you stay where you are.
Thank you so much, Rufus.
Thanks, Rufus. We got a couple other callers. Do we have time, Stacey?
Just a few more minutes. We're already about 3 minutes over, but I think it's important to acknowledge as many people as we can before we close out. And it's so good to hear them.
Caller 3677, good morning.
Good morning. It's actually Angela M. Williams that Rufus Curry Jr. is afraid to talk to on Tuesday morning. I just started laughing when he said that. But, ladies, I just wanted to call in. This has been another great call. thank you for the information that you've shared with our listeners today, and just blessing their lives and acknowledging the people who are on the line is so important, because that gives us a feel for how we're impacting and changing the lives of people out there. I want to thank the people who are listening that I've invited to the call, and someone I invited last month never made it, but she's been listening to you guys from the Baltimore, Maryland area today, and she never got on my call. So I'm just so glad she was able to share, and she even Kimala has enjoyed the conversation. So thank you, ladies. Great job. Look forward to. No, I won't be on the call next Saturday because I'll be performing my presidential duties somewhere else. So I won't be on the call. So congrats to you guys.
But you can always
go back and listen to the archive. Yep, definitely. That's a great reminder. I can do that when I get back in town next week. So thank you again. Have a great day, everyone. And I just want to leave the last thought is that I've learned in the last few months is procrastination is actually the manifestation of something greater going on in your life. When you can discover what that is, the fear of success, the fear of failure, what others will think, whatever it is, procrastination, if you're procrastinating, that's not your problem. There's something else going on. So procrastination is the manifestation of something else going on in your life. So have a great day, everyone. Love you, ladies.
Thank you.
We've got one more caller. Caller 8310, what's your comment this morning?
Good morning. This is Cheryl Lawson Wright in Jacksonville. I have thoroughly enjoyed you guys, and I can say this week was a challenging week, and if I had not planned the work and worked my plan, I would have failed. Persistency had to come in. Because I had a student, with my school. I not only, ensure that they get a high school diploma, but I take it to the next level. I find a college that's a good fit. And I had a college that was giving me a hard time, and I know this was the place God had selected for my young lady, and the enemy was there trying to block it. So that persistency kicked in, and they didn't know that they were messing with a child of God. And thank God, say she's moving in the dorm this morning. So awesome. Thank you all. Another great call.
Thank you. It looks like 2688 has signed in. Carla, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Doretha Dennis.
Good morning.
How are you?
Morning, Doretha.
Good morning. Good morning. Ladies, I have thoroughly enjoyed your show this morning. I picked up so much information, but I heard a quote a few minutes ago that Angela Williams provided for us. I wanted to know if she would come back and just throw that quote out just one more time so I can write it down and keep it in my spirit so I can it can help me to stop out that procrastination that I have sometimes.
Angela, are you there? I think we lost. I don't know if we still have her. You can always go online and hear, listen to the taping. It should be in there.
Gail, Angela said procrastination is the manifestation of something else going on in your life.
Okay.
Thank you, Rose.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we've got some feedback.
Okay. Well, we've already gone about 9 minutes over our call, but it has been fascinating listening to our callers. And I don't know if there's anybody else that you want to just open up, Gail, or if we should just go ahead and sign off for today.
We can sign off for today. If we got 2 seconds, I have an affirmation for us all. It's on page 180. It's the very last paragraph, and it's persistence creates faith, and faith is the only known antidote for failure. It is the starting point of all accumulation of riches, and it is the only agency through which one can tap the force of infinite intelligence. Napoleon Hill.
Excellent. And I guess I just want to end the show by saying financial independence, riches, desirable business, and professional positions are not within reach of the person who neglects or refuses to expect, plan, and demand these things. And as Miss Ann always says, you have to have a dream to have a dream come true.
A dream come true.
A dream come true. Remember, what the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. And I want you all to go out and make it a great week, great 2012. We're almost at the end of January, if you can believe it. So we are the Megamind Mastermind Group here from IMA, thanking each and every one of you for joining us this morning and sticking with us for the extra 10 minutes. And I look forward to talking with you next week at the same time, 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. Have a blessed week, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.